Everybody, welcome in to Sports Ball with Drew Absher. That's me. I'm your host. This is a sports trivia adjacent show. If you're joining us, like this is the, we were kind of joking before we went live, is that like the last three of these shows is like starting at 6 p.m. right when a game seven in the NBA playoffs is happening. Which not only like sucks for all the people on the show because we all want to watch it, but it also really is making me start thinking about who our audience must be. It's like people who don't care that much about sports, you know? So if you're joining us, thank you. Thank you for, hopefully you're, you know, you got the game on mute. I watch all the NBA games on mute whenever it's like Mark Jackson calling it. So thanks for being with us.
If it's Mark Jackson, it's Jeff Van Gundy.
And I know Jeff Van Gundy's great. I know, but I'm all over Mike Breen. Van Gundy's great, but I can't stand Mark Jackson. Mama, there goes that man. Let's introduce the contestants for today. Returning champion. I mean, he's our Ken Jennings at this point. Make it real loud for Josh Means, everybody.
Woo!
Hand down, man down.
Yeah.
Happy to be back. I'm trying to go through all of my jerseys. This week I brought a Starbury jersey. Fucking old
wow.
school.
Oh, shit.
That a Tim's?
Like, no. I don't
it's
know.
The Beijing Ducks?
no, is it
the Timberwolves? Yeah.
Okay. Timberwolves jersey? Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't even know how I have it. I think my mom bought it at like a Marshalls.
There you go. There was nothing better, dude. That's the only nice thing about being a Kings fan, and I think everyone on the show can relate to this. Is that like we would trade a player and then you could just go cop their jerseys at Ross for like $25
every time.
And then I just had like a Corliss Williamson jersey.
Well, that was always on the rack.
Corliss Williamson, you know? Jerseys. I'm like, I don't know.
Yogi Stewart.
Everybody make it real loud. That was Robert Emoto returning again. Had a great showing the last time out.
What's up, everybody?
How you doing, Robert? I like your Rastafarian hat, you posing poser.
Look it, man, I like your – I'm a lesbian now, and I work at an art gallery haircut.
You talking about this thing?
Shit. Yes.
You talking about the bird's nest?
Yeah, I'm sick of you trying to look like Shahara Hyatt.
Sydney Steigerts.
Cool. Thanks for trashing him on my show, everybody.
You insulted me first, you fuck.
That'll prevent me from getting
Can you cuss on this thing?
Yeah, that'll prevent me from getting booked at the Lavender Library. all right, kicking it down. Dude, the nice thing is I don't think a single actual Sacramento comedian is going to watch this show. They're like, sports, gross. all right, throwing it back down. We got Spencer Sellins, everybody.
Woo!
Woo!
What's good, people?
How's everybody doing, man? I mean, it feels like we're kind of – I don't know if you guys are having this feeling too, but it feels like the pandemic exists a little bit less after – like right now we're in the heat of baseball season. We're in obviously the heat of the NBA playoffs. Football's kicking off. How are you guys feeling about everything? You guys all right? I mean, it's kind of hard to keep your eyes off the news, but sports helps, right?
COVID's gone.
Yeah.
Well, I kind of agree that, but sports are back, and that's a huge plus. Also,
it definitely makes staying in the house easier. Where I'm I was bummed out on Monday with no NBA, but then I was like, oh, two football games. I'm like, this rocks.
Yeah, it was hard back in like May, going through Netflix for the 800th time, trying to find something new. But now, like, you actually have something to watch.
Yeah, totally, dude. Everyone, there's that Amazon show, The Boys, and I watched the first season of it, and the second season just came out, and everyone's like, oh, have you seen season two? And I'm like, dude, I'm watching like 8 hours of sports right now. I'm not even thinking about Amazon Prime. It's the last thing on my fucking list. So, cool, man. Let's get started with the show. As always, we're going to start with everyone's favorite game, Let's Argue. You guys will get random points for this category. This is a round the horn style game. If you've never been a viewer of the show before, I will ask the guys a couple questions. They will argue, present cases, and get points for good arguments made. As always, we start in alphabetical order. Josh, simple question here. What is the best concession stand food to get at a sporting event?
Well, beer is needed at Kings games, okay. But
good point.
Too expensive. Get drunk beforehand.
Yes.
Popcorn is my vote. It tastes delicious. It's cheap. There's enough of them that you can throw them at nearby fans that piss you off or annoy mm-hmm. you. And they're fun when something exciting happens to throw up in the air and get everywhere.
Okay, so just a lot of shenanigans with your popcorn. I like that.
Yeah.
Throwing it to Robert. Emoto, what do we like at sporting events?
I'm going to say corn dog. Okay, it's quick to get. They're always like already made. They're cheap. Yeah. It's good. You know, you really can't mess it up. You can't have – I rarely have like a bad corn dog. They're easy to hold, so you can walk through a crowd, right? You can shift through people easily. You don't – if anyone's – to get to your seat, you're able to get to it easily. You don't have to worry about spilling it like popcorn. you can still do the wave. If the wave's happening and you're sitting down with a corn dog, you have no problem with participating. No condiments needed. And for some reason, if like you're at a baseball game and you dive for the foul ball, you sprain your wrist, you can use the wood part as a splint.
I like it. Safety. I think you presented some good arguments. I do got to follow up on one point. No condiments on the corn dog. Nothing.
I'm saying you don't have to.
You don't have to.
Just grab it. Yeah.
What is Robert Emoto putting on the? It's you and your boys. Your son, it's his first playoff basketball game. This is next year when the Kings make the playoffs. You got yourself a corn dog. You got the little guy a corn dog. What's Robert Emoto putting on the corn dog?
Just catch the mustard, man.
A tuna roll.
Not accept racist comments. while you swing in that stupid chair, all right? Don't I racist comments as you're swinging. Just ketchup and mustard, man. I don't do relish. Do you put relish on corn dogs? I don't know what else you put on a corn dog.
I don't think you put relish on a corn dog. You definitely put ketchup and mustard on it, though. That was the answer I was looking for. All right, Spencer, big guy. What are you weighing in at, Spencer? Size?
Dude,
you're like
6'4", like
290. What? Okay, I was a little bit off there. Spencer, what what are you getting?
What condiments? What things should we lay off of at a concession stand?
Spencer,
transition into my answer, though. It's a great transition.
Spencer, hold on. Let me ask the question. Spencer, what concession stand food are you getting 8 of?
Well, that's a great phrasing of that question, asshole. It's a great way. So, look, sports are all about spectacle. Food, spectacle, that's a whole other thing, all right? You got to get food that if you ate outside of a sports venue, you would be institutionalized. Like, that's the whole point of getting concession food, not popcorn, not corn dog. Sorry, that's delicious, mostly because you guys stole my answers, but free because you have to get crazy. There's this shit called the foul pole that I heard about from the Rangers, the baseball team from the Texas Rangers. It is a 2-pound chicken tender. I don't know how they, you know, amassed 2-pound chicken tender. They probably on a bed of fries.
Okay.
And it can feed the whole family for less than $30. And you get 3 mason jars worth of dipping sauces.
3 mason jars worth of dipping sauces?
3 mason jars.
It seems dangerous to hand out a game a mason jar.
What in the fuck is that, dude? That is. How the fuck am I supposed to eat that in the left field bleachers? I skimp on tickets, dude.
You're not seeing any of the game if you get something like that.
God forbid a foul ball come your way.
I'm in the nosebleeds. Everyone's like, why didn't you get better seats? I'm like, I had to spend $45 on a ticket. All right, Spencer. I mean, it's a very niche thing you just ordered.
You're like, that you can only get in one stadium?
Go to the River Cats game, I'll have one foul pole. They're like, what are you talking about? All right.
Sir, please leave.
I like you were prepared, though. None of us are going to say that. I like that.
Yeah. For sure. He's like, no one's going to steal this one from me. All right. After round one, I got Josh at 3, Robert with 4, Spencer with 3. Doesn't matter. Plenty of time to catch up here.
I'd be blown.
Next question.
That's what I do.
The next question. In the same vein of question one, what is the best sound you can hear at a sporting event? Just very general question here. I mean, you could have on the field specific sports sounds, or you can have the sound of a cotton candy dude coming up the stairs. You know what I mean? It's up to you. So we'll start with Robert this time. Robert, what do you got?
Yeah, I didn't know where to go with this one, but I started thinking like something I really like hearing. And I think it's a song, Hit the Road, Jack, because that means a good player or an annoying player just got fouled out or ejected.
Wow. Okay?
Nothing was better than being at or watching a Kings game, being at a Kings game, and like Rick Fox or someone fouls out, and then they play that song. The entire crowd in unison starts singing it, and it's nice to see. You know, the players are going crazy. The player who's getting kicked out is usually still yelling at the coach while the coach is back, right? Or the pitcher's getting yanked. That means the pitcher's getting yanked at a baseball game, right? And you get to see that lonely walk back to the dugout. But yeah, it's just the unison of the fans singing.
Yeah. Dude, hell of a pool there. That's a really good answer. Spencer, what do you got?
All right, well, my personal favorite is a basketball swish. However, the most dramatic one, I believe, is the crack of the wooden baseball bat. Because you gotta set the scene. You know, it's a hushed stadium of tens of thousands of people all waiting upon. Then you just hear the crack of wood, I mean, from, you know, yards and yards and yards and hundreds of yards away. And then afterwards, you hear like thousands and hundreds of thousands, tens of thousands of people just exploding in cheers. Very dramatic.
1,000,000%. Sound of the bat is definitely my number one, for sure. But that's as a baseball fan, a baseball player. Love that noise. Josh, coming to you. What do you got? What's the best noise?
Free tacos. No, I'm just kidding. And it, same as Robert, like, I love the na-na-na-na, that one. That one's good. But my favorite is, like, how quiet it gets when a game-winning shot goes up, and then you hear the buzzer. You either hear a
Josh
drum
going with
or a
the
cheer.
Sound of silence. There we go. I love that.
Just like his sets.
Yeah, okay. I wish I could think of something. But I'll get you back in like a couple minutes. Next round, you're fucked.
I knew you had to continue with your answer.
No, I was done. That's the best.
I agree. I think that was kind of where my head was at too, is like in a tense moment in a basketball game, one of the best noises you could hear is the shot clock, you know, the buzzer, you're like waiting for a shot to go. Like game 7 last year, the Eastern Conference Finals, when Kawhi's shot goes up,
and it's rimming bouncing in
and
out,
and you hear the, and you're like, dude, that's it. Whatever happens here is
but
what's
like
happening.
That silence I was talking about, that was the longest of those silences ever.
Forever. When everyone's watching, even if it's in like soccer, dude, even if there's like a huge penalty kick or something, that silence as the guy's approaching the ball, unbeaten, dude. That's why we love sports right there.
Hell yeah.
I was going to go with the ooh of a crowd, just because I remember when Iverson crossed over Jordan, like when he came in the league.
Your set?
Yeah. Yeah.
It wasn't good enough. I'm going to get you worse later.
I didn't have that good of a point. I mean, that derailed all momentum I was going to have. And who knows, I'm going to bomb at the end of this, so I'm not going to continue.
You know what's an underrated one I thought someone was definitely going to say is shoes squeaking on a basketball court. That's a great noise too. When you're watching a game live and all you can hear is that ch-ch-ch. It's a great noise.
I'm never close enough to hear that, but I know what you mean.
Well, dude, you got to just go to more Kings games. It doesn't matter where you sit. All right. After that round, Josh was 6. Robert and Spencer both with 7. Like I said, doesn't really matter. Plenty of time to catch up. All right. Number 3, I think probably my favorite sports story of 2020. Houston Rockets player Daniel House was booted from the NBA bubbles just a few days before his team because he was found to have snuck a female COVID testing agent into his room. Where does Daniel House rank amongst top sports coxmen? I mean, he's pulling in a female COVID tester. That takes insane, you know, fuckability. Where does he rank amongst all-time coxmen, and where does he rank against all-time shitty teammates? I mean, he's a rotation player who basically was inactive after game two because he was trying to get some, you know, some stray pussy. So we'll start with Spencer on this one. Spencer, where does how do you feel about Daniel House?
All right, well, I'm glad you got me. Let me go first because, all right, so given the circumstances, given the fact that it was a woman part of the testing protocol for COVID, I will put House in the top 10 of Cocksmith and of worst teammates. However, there's a better candidate because there's a candidate that I picked that is both the best Cocksman and the worst teammate of all time. And that is Le Baguette, Mr. Tony Parker. All right. The guy cheated on Eva Longoria to fuck his teammate Aaron Berry's wife. That's a Cocksman.
Yeah, but you know that as true as all that was, then it came out that they were swingers and he didn't cheat on Eva Longoria.
Look, he's French, still, all right? Still look, a, we're still not gonna badass call it move. Customs, all right?
Yeah.
It's a different country.
Still a badass move to do what he did. Like all across the board, you get the full spectrum. Cool because that's awesome, and also shitty because that's your teammate. But definitely agree. But yeah, I thought it was interesting when that came out that they were like swingers. I was like, and I was like 13 years old. The moment maybe Eva Longoria would fuck me. That's crazy.
So there's a chance.
I have a good shot. All right, Josh.
Hang on. Didn't Steve Nash like go to have his kid be born, and it ended up being Jason Richardson's kid?
You know, there's a rumor about that. What? I just never. So many of those fucking NBA rumors, dude. And let's move on from this topic before we spoil the next game. But okay. Yeah, man, there's like a bunch of stories like that. We'll talk. We can talk about it more after the next game.
I need to look that one up. All right.
Yeah, yeah. I'm pretty sure that that's like one of those rumors that you're like, ooh, fuck.
Yeah.
All right, Josh, coming to you. Daniel House, where's he rank amongst Coxman, and where's he rank amongst shitty teammates?
Well, I'm going to go the other way because I have a theory. I actually think he's the best teammate because there's no way Daniel House is bringing back a COVID testing agent to his room. Mm. That was James Harden. Daniel House took the bullet for his teammate so that James Harden didn't take all that flack on social media.
What a savage.
And yeah.
That's why he's...
I mean, that is the rumor swirling. Apparently,
oh,
like,
really?
Yeah, because through the investigation...
I thought I came up with that. Damn.
Well, the rumor swirling is that he was falling on the sword for somebody. My guess is Westbrook. That's just my personal guess, but...
Yeah.
But yeah, because like apparently she had told her coworkers that she was interested in a different player. Like that she was going to try to fuck a different player, and they found that out through the investigation, but couldn't prove that the other player was, you know.
It was probably PJ Tucker. Women love shoes.
Just a dude wearing nothing but Air Force Ones. How did they person in scrubs.
How did they even find out? It was because she told after?
No, she got busted by NBA security.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I didn't know how the story actually broke.
I guess that they like were monitoring... She was in there for like hours, and they were monitoring like security footage and like watched her walk in the room and then come out hours later. So, pretty insane story, all things considered.
Maybe she was just doing a thorough test.
Yeah, it could have been. She was swabbing.
Full spectrum.
Swabbing his butthole with her tongue.
I'm going to say he's up there with Coxman, but Tom Brady is my number one because he gives his women gift baskets. I still don't know, haven't heard of anyone who's doing that.
Derek Jeter,
yeah.
Oh, was it? Derek Jeter. Damn
Derek
it.
Jeter,
okay.
Yeah.
Worst teammate, he's up there as well. But one before him, I have D'Angelo Russell because he ended Nick Young's engagement to Iggy Azalea. So,
wow. Forgot about that. Good
yeah.
Cool.
And so, like, I have him way up there. But for the Rockets, they were 28th in the league in bench scoring. And this is why he was important is he was their leading scorer off the bench. and giving Westbrook a breather, coming off of his injury before each half. So he made the rotation go from 9 to 8 people, which, you know, I think he kind of just saved the Rockets because gave them a reason, an extra excuse to maybe, you know, why they were going to lose anyway.
Yeah.
But of course, Robert had to bring numbers into this.
there it is.
Worst teammate, I do say, because he could have shut down the whole playoffs by doing something like that. I feel like, you know, they could have ended the whole thing. So
yeah,
I think it's kind of bigger of them to do that and just end the whole, you know, possibly risk ending the whole playoffs to save Harden and Westbrook.
It's way worse than the Seattle fucking rookie cornerback that snuck that girl in.
Oh, yeah, 100%. With the jersey.
Yeah.
I mean, for sure. And I think that, like, you know, as funny as this story is to me, it's also like, dude, you could have really fucked everything up somehow. You know what I mean? Like, dude, like, that would have made me so fucking mad if this dumbass brings a fucking COVID testing patient and ends the bubble. I would have been furious. So shout out Daniel House because he got away with it. Last week we played a game called Don't Quote Me, I Ain't Said Shit. And there's a Charles Barkley quote that says the difference between good shots and bad shots are good shots go in. So this is a good shot by Daniel House because it did go in. Not too many bad repercussions there. So after Let's Argue, I got Josh with 8. Robert and Spencer both with 9. Who cares? We're moving on. Doesn't matter all that much. And we're going to play listicles. My intro for this is pretty simple. I think that Bleacher Report has ruined sports journalism with the birth of the listicle, where they just rank a bunch of arbitrary shit and call it articles. Today's listicle, how this works is you get 3 points for being the last person to be able to name someone on the list. All we're going to do is we're going to go in order from – we're going to go Josh, Robert, Spencer. You guys are each going to take turns naming someone who you think is on Bleacher Report's worst teammates of all time. That's the category for today. So these are guys that Bleacher
Report
said.
When did they write this?
This was I think it was 2017.
All right.
2017. But there's not many guys on the list that are – I mean, there's like – actually, I'm looking at it. I don't think there's a single guy on here who's still active. So it's kind of, you know, it's within the last 20 years or so, I'd say, the majority of these offenses. But there's not going to be, like, a guy on there that's, like, you know, Russell Westbrook or anything like that. All right. Josh, starting – oh, and for the record, I've removed 3 people that I don't think anyone would actually guess from this list. So if you do nail one of those, I'll count it. But so it's really, like, the top 13. All right, Josh, coming to you. Who do you think Bleacher Report's got on their worst teammates of all times list?
Tony Parker.
Dude, no Tony Parker. When Spencer said that, I was like, he's going to throw someone off the trail.
Damn it, he did.
Damn it.
I was trying to steal his guess.
You fucker.
Spencer, where are you going on this? I mean, Robert. I'm sorry, Robert.
Terrell Owens.
T.O. comes in at number 3 on the list. Good call, Robert. Spencer?
Shit, this is a...
Michael Jordan.
No MJ. Robert with a quick W.
Damn.
Was Latrell Sprewell on there?
Was Kobe on there?
Sprewell. Kobe was like number 15, but... Like, the reason they listed him is, like, he's mean to young players. It's, like, it's Kobe fucking Bryant.
How the fuck wouldn't Michael Jordan be on this, then? They had a whole documentary about how he's an asshole.
Yeah, but it's, like, they were, like, talking about Kobe. I'm, like, he's mean to Dwight Howard, too. Like, he's not just mean to young dudes. He's not, like, a bully. He's just mean. No, this list, the funniest one they had on this list, because, like, the Bleacher Report, this is why I hate Bleacher Report so fucking much, is... Number 15 or number like 14 was Vince Carter.
What? And they I haven't heard anyone like, ever say anything bad.
Because he left Toronto?
That's exactly what it was. Oh, he was God. Like, he was a bad teammate to the country of Canada. I'm like, oh, shut the fuck.
Yeah, he hated his cousin.
fucking dumb. Anyway, here's our top 10. The great Albert Haynesworth. I don't know if you guys remember Albert Haynesworth. He was a lineman. He was on the Patriots and then the Redskins. But like... Y'all don't remember
that lineman?
No, dude, he was one of the best D tackles in, or I think he was like a interior defensive lineman, but like he was like nasty on the Patriots and then signs with Washington and then like shows up at camp like 450 pounds. And I do remember him. I don't think he ever played a game for the Redskins. Yeah. It just was like super out of shape. Number nine is Manny Ramirez. He was one of the reason that the Boston Red Sox imploded during a dynasty. Number eight, Randy Moss. I thought people would guess Randy Moss. I think diva wide receivers always kind of get the bad teammate.
Yeah.
That's all I was thinking. I was trying to think of receivers.
Man. Number seven, I thought for sure would be thrown out there. Gilbert Arenas. I mean, you fucking bring a gun to gunfight your teammate. That lands you up there.
Yeah, for sure.
This one's fun. I was glad they had this on the list because I love talking about this. There's a baseball player named Rafael Palmeiro. You guys probably remember the name at least. Do you know what he's like? What the rumor about him was? Is no. Rafael Palmeiro took a Viagra sponsorship, and he did it during the offseason. He did a commercial for Viagra, and then all of his teammates were making fun of him, and so as revenge, he was trying. He spent the entire season trying to fuck all of their girlfriends. That was how he was going to get revenge for making fun of him for getting a Viagra sponsorship.
He's on the list.
Yeah, right, exactly. Number five was a guy named Joe Horn. He's a football player. I didn't really know him. I thought maybe I was stupid for not knowing him. Number four, Barry Bonds. Had a reputation for being a dickhead to young players. Number three, T.O. Rubber got him. Number two, Tonya Harding. Anytime you have your trainer start slashing
people. Hitting people with pipes or whatever she did.
Yeah, no, he hit her with the skate.
Tried to Happy Gilmore. Is number one Ellen?
No. not quite. You can't spell Ellen without Delonte West though.
Okay.
Yeah,
that's number one. Is that ever confirmed?
I mean, it's all but confirmed, dude. Okay. I mean, LeBron leaves after the next season. Delonte West gets traded in that offseason. I mean, it's pretty much confirmed.
Then he was riding around on a motorcycle with all the guns and everything, too.
And now he's like a really sad case. But yeah. The people I removed, a guy named Michael Westbrook, he was a football player. A video came out of him like punching one of his teammates in the head, like pummeling him during practice. And the rumor was it was because the teammate was spreading rumors that Michael Westbrook was gay. So just some classic early aughts NFL homophobia there. And then an English soccer player named John Terry, who got one of his teammates' girlfriends pregnant and then forced her to get an abortion. So that'll really get you on our list. Your worst teammates of all time. Anytime you force a woman to get an abortion, you're a piece of shit. But when it's one of your teammates' girlfriends, that's not going to play well. All right, guys. Our next game we're going to play. Oh, sorry. Robert gets 3 points there.
Love that segue. That's just so dark.
That's what we do here, baby.
Get an abortion. And to our next game.
That's what we do here. Josh,
you just hear the pin clicking after you talk about abortion.
Come on. Josh with a solid 8 points. Robert in the lead with 12. Spencer not far behind him with 9. It doesn't matter. You have a chance for 2 points here each category. This is group play. I've compiled a list of people who were all have something in common except for one. As pointed out last time, I think Robert and Josh were on together. There's plenty of people that could fall into these lists, or, you know, plenty of patterns that could also. I'm not saying these are the only things they have in common. These are just the things that are coming to mind. Hold on 1 second. I got to look something up. Ah, shit, this is unprofessional.
The Heat beat the Celtics in overtime. Let's break that news.
Did they?
For anybody that's deciding to watch this, it went to OT.
Jason what was the Tatum final?
Like 117,
114, or something like that.
Wow. Wow, wow, wow. That's that. What Jason Tatum finish with?
I don't know. I think like 28 and 11. I saw that with like a few minutes left in overtime. I don't know what he finished with.
Wow. Okay, cool. All right, I figured out what I needed to here.
I tried to buy you enough time. Robert checked out. Now he's checking the Nuggets.
Yeah, no, I'm just checking the game. I was going to see what people had.
We're all good. All right, we're ready to go here. So how this game works is four players, one person is not supposed to be in this group. 1 point if you guess the correct player, and then you get an extra bonus point if you guess what the what the pattern is. You can get an extra point. So, all right, this one will be fun.
This really just sounds like two friends playing video games, talking. Like you keep getting distracted by like
the game, I know, or something. Dude, it's how I talk. Like this is how my dad talks to me when he's watching sports. Just like how was school today? Dad, please talk to me. I need this for my development. all right, group play. We are starting with very rarely does he fall into third place, so we'll start with Josh. Josh, the first list of athletes: Peyton Manning, Deion Sanders, Kobe Bryant, Michael Phelps.
Peyton Manning and the other ones have won a gold medal.
Not a bad guess. I don't think Deion has won a gold medal, but the other two certainly have. it's not Peyton Manning. Robert, coming to you. You know it's not Manning.
Can you say the names again?
Sure. Peyton Manning, Deion Sanders, Kobe Bryant, Michael Phelps.
Michael Phelps, and the rest of them are in the Hall of Fame? I don't know.
No, not quite.
If Michael Phelps wasn't in the Swimming
Hall of Fame. I didn't know if there was a Swimming Hall of Fame.
I was saying it.
Who else is in it?
It's just anyone who didn't drown. It's dude, the two people in the Swimming Hall of Fame are Michael Phelps and the dude who invented swimming.
That is the shortest gallery,
dude. Yeah, it's
just glass case. You walk by.
All right, Spencer, you got a 50-50 shot here at getting a point. Peyton Manning, Deion Sanders, Kobe Bryant, Michael Phelps.
All right, Kobe Bryant, all the other three were collegiate athletes.
You get Kobe right. Not the pattern we were looking for, though. I think that would be true, though. Not the pattern we're looking for. Peyton Manning, Deion Sanders, and Michael Phelps all hosted SNL. I'll host Saturday Night Live. I thought I'd throw a comedy question for you guys. Isn't that crazy they never had Kobe Bryant on Saturday Night Live?
No, not at all.
I don't think he would want it.
Yeah, I think Kobe would be stiff. Yeah, that would
be stiff. Dude, I disagree, man. Shaq would be great. Who?
Shaq.
Shaq would be. But I think Kobe would actually be a really funny dude on there. I think that, like, he would have, like, a seriousness to him that would be fun.
He probably would, but that's not surprising that they'd never approached him about it.
The Deion Sanders episode is like hailed as one of the worst hosting jobs ever.
Yeah.
So, in between these is like Michael Phelps hosted in 2017 and the person before him was like 2012. Like they do not have athletes on often. So
actually, if he did a sketch like his commercial with Jalen Rose, where he's
asking
him how many olives and he said 81. Like that'd be like stuff like that. Yeah, he was funny in that, actually. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I think that he would be great in it. All right. Next one coming to Robert. Sanders
gold medal. I didn't think that was so quick. I couldn't think either. I was like, "That's right."
I don't know.
All right. This next one is to Robert. Robert, Bill Russell, Tom Brady, CC Sabathia, and Adam Jones, the baseball player for the Baltimore Orioles, not Adam Pac-Man Jones.
Okay, I'll say Adam Jones. The rest of them got championships.
They all do have championships. Adam Jones does not, but not the pattern we're looking for, and not Adam Jones. Spencer, kicking it to you. Bill Russell, Tom Brady, Sabathia, Adam Jones.
Dude, I don't fucking even know. I was gonna say Boston players. You know what? I don't know. All right, they're all.
You can just Sabathia,
and they all played in Boston. The other ones.
No and no, but okay. Without giving too much away, your head's in the right place. Okay. Josh, coming to you on this one. Bill Russell, Tom Brady, Sabathia, Adam Jones.
Tom Brady and the rest of them played in the Bay Area.
All right, so you get a point for Brady. And that's not the pattern we're looking for. The correct answer is the Bill Russell, CC Sabathia, and Adam Jones. If you know who Adam Jones is, he's a black center fielder. These were people who all claimed they were called the N-word while playing in Boston. So, fuck the city.
I love how you threw Tom Brady in as the fourth one. That's great.
What if I got that one right? I get canceled for knowing that.
Right. Fuck. Basically, the moral is fuck the city of Boston. That's kind of what the theme of it was.
Said you're on the right track.
All right. Who started that one out? Robert?
Yeah.
All right, so we're coming to Spencer on this next one. Dirk Nowitzki, Rip Hamilton, Allen Iverson, Chris Webber.
Dirk Nowitzki, Allen Iverson, Rip Hamilton, and Chris Webber? Wait, did I?
Correct. Yeah.
Damn, they all were called the N-word in Boston. Okay, let's see.
That's true. Dirk?
Shit. Even Dirk, yeah, because he's a foreigner. I don't know. They're very dumb people in Boston.
Yeah, they just think the N-word applies to everyone.
Right? Let's go with, I'm just a guess, Dirk, and everyone else is from Texas.
No. I actually don't think anyone on here is from Texas.
Honestly, because I had no fucking idea. I just didn't want to say I don't know. I resist. So I just was like,
Dirk
Nowitzki. I was literally looking at a map and I'm like, oh, it's a state. I don't know. I'll just say Texas.
Iverson grew up in Austin.
Yeah.
Even though he was a El Paso guy. All right. Kicking it to Josh. Josh, got a guess on this one?
Chris Webber. And the rest of them were in the same draft class.
Actually, I think that they all were in that same draft class. That's not the pattern we're looking for, though.
Was I right about?
It's not Chris Webber either.
Damn.
Robert, coming to you.
So who has the names again? Yeah, not been Webber. And
don't tell him.
It's not been. Yeah, I can't tell you that. I'll say the names again.
Yeah,
I can say the names again.
No, yeah, I don't need them.
Rip Hamilton, Allen Iverson, Chris Webber.
If you can guess which one wasn't born in Texas.
I'm going to say Iverson, and the rest of them shot 50% from the field in a season.
You used that as a guess last time. You used the 50% thing last time.
I know,
that's
but
all
I got,
Robert
two, I got
think
big
about,
men.
Dude.
You got big men, Dirk. I want to say something about threes because I know Rip Hamilton doesn't shoot threes. All right, but I'll go with Iverson. Right.
You guys missed it all around. Rip Hamilton is the guy who doesn't belong. And shout out Lil Bow Wow. All the rest appeared in the movie Like Mike. I thought you guys would be all over that.
You know what? LA Knights, baby. LA Knights.
Yeah, I thought you guys would be super into that. All right. The last one here, and this one starts with Josh, again, bringing it back around. Ichiro Suzuki, Luka Doncic, Jared Hayne, Lionel Messi.
I feel like you're trying to throw me off because I'm going to guess one name and say the rest are all foreign-born. and it's going to be true, but not what you wrote down. But that's what I'm going to do. That Hain is my guess, and the rest are all from another country.
No and no, but this one was intentionally specific for a reason. But no, not Jarryd Hain and not foreign born players. That's not the pattern specifically we're looking for. Robert?
I have no idea where you're going with this game. So I'm each Euro and the rest of them married white women.
Like, dude, that would be that'd be amazing if that's what it was.
This is a real race.
I'm not gonna spend time thinking.
I don't know, man. I've been on 4chan a lot lately. I've been really obsessed with interracial marriage. So
about the shapes of skulls.
Yeah. I don't even know who Ichiro married.
No, not it. Spencer?
I'm gonna go fucking each row and one of they all. Wait, no, fuck that.
No, you can't change that shit now.
Yeah, you can't.
Because I was gonna go, they all played for like Spain based sports teams at one point, but never mind. Or Madrid.
So you don't narrow it down.
Yeah, you're so specific. Texas concession.
Go broad.
Spencer, I want to give you a point because of how close you were, but unfortunately I can't. The answer is Leo Messi, and the rest are players who played sports in an overseas league before dominating in the United States.
Oh, he had a real one in there. He had some.
Do you guys remember Jarryd Hain?
No.
Is that Jarryd from Subway?
No, different guy.
Same hobbies, but different guy. Right.
Same extracurriculars. No, Jarryd Hain was like a rugby player who came over and had an odd tryout with the Niners.
Right? Yeah.
And then he ended up making the squad. Yeah, I threw him in there just as a joke because like he ended up like playing like 4 games and then just going back to New Zealand or whatever.
Yeah.
They hyped him up so much.
So much, dude. They were like, this is like the future of football is we're just going to bring foreign dudes over and let them try to fucking run straight into brick walls. And it didn't work. All right, man. After that round, Josh is at 9 points. Robert is at 12 points. Spencer's at 10 points. This is still anybody's game. We got 2 more games left. 1 point available for each correct answer in the next 2 games. This next one, you got a chance to steal. Sorry, beer burp. This is a new game. It's called Over the Hump. And how we play this one is I'm going to give you a championship team in the last 15 years. I'm sorry, let me rephrase that. I'm going to name a team and a year from the last 15 years. This is the team that lost in the championship. I need you to tell me who defeated that team and ended up being the eventual champions. Does that make sense?
No.
So I'm gonna name the runner up in a championship.
Okay.
And then you tell me who was the winner of that year.
Okay. Okay?
One note to make is all the NFL teams are for the year that the Super Bowl was taking place. So you know how the NFL rolls into the following season. So for example, If 2020 Chiefs was an example, it would be for the 2019 season. Does that make sense?
Okay.
Cool. All right. Starting with Josh, since he's in third place. Josh, the 2007 Chicago Bears were beat by who?
This is
the 2006 season.
The Indianapolis Colts.
Josh, with the point, that is correct. And just a reminder, we will steal in this category. So if Josh would have missed that, it would have went to Robert. Robert, the 2010 Celtics.
The Heat.
No, not the Heat. That would be 2 Eastern Conference teams facing off in the NBA Finals.
God damn it.
That would be a rarity, usually. Spencer Deion
Sanders got a gold medal, bro.
Lakers.
Yes. Spencer, your correct answer is overshadowed.
The triathlete. The triathlete.
Oh, man. Just dying laughing about Deion Sanders with the gold medal. All right.
He could. Spencer. He could have.
Spencer gets that.
You know Ichiro dated an Asian woman.
Ichiro married a white woman.
I'll bet
woman.
You something. I don't know. No, I don't know.
All right, Josh, kicking it to you. This is unfortunate timing, Josh, as this one is a baseball related one. But I think you might get it.
Jeremy Giambi.
Who beat the World Series the 2012 Detroit Tigers?
San Francisco Giants.
Josh with the correct answer. Fuck, that's huge. I thought I put that one in there because I'm like, even if you don't know the Giants won, you might know that they won like every other season.
I knew it was like every other year. I thought it was odd season.
It's evens. 2010, 2012, and 2014. All right. Robert, coming to you on this one. The 2012 Oklahoma City Thunder were beaten by who?
The Heat.
Robert with another correct answer, extending the lead.
I almost second guessed myself.
All right, Spencer, coming to you. Unfortunately, the 2013 San Francisco 49ers.
Oh, Baltimore Ravens.
That's correct, yeah. This game is easier than I thought, but just as fun as I assumed it would be. All right, Josh, another fucking unfortunate timing, but I think you can get this one as well. I believe in you on this one. I believe on you. Believe in you. The 2017 Los Angeles Dodgers were beaten by who in the World Series?
The Yankees?
Oh.
Not the Yankees. Robert, coming to you, the 2017 LA Dodgers.
Boston?
No, not Boston. They won in 2018. Spencer?
The Royals.
Oh, everybody.
Was it Houston?
It was the Houston Astros. That was the cheating year.
Right. Oh, damn it.
Yeah, as soon as I said that, I was like, fuck, no. I do know why you said I could get it.
Yeah, I tried to give them at least all a little bit obvious. All right, Robert, coming to you on this one. The 2008-2007 season, New England Patriots.
Three.
Two. Eagles? I don't know. I don't even know divisions like that.
No, again, it's not the Eagles, nor is it the Miami Heat.
Chris Bosh was quarterback, right?
Spencer, coming to you.
The Giants, the New York Giants.
Yeah, the New York Football Giants.
Oh, that's the catch, huh? The helmet one.
The Eagles won like 2 years ago, 3 years ago.
Yeah. Fun fact, that David Tyree catch was his last catch as an NFL wide receiver. Isn't that crazy? A guy like that would at least get another fucking run of it. All right, Spencer, pick up a point there. All right, Josh, Jesus, man, the cards just keep not falling in your favor here. But maybe,
Robert, get one right.
Maybe it was recent enough. Maybe it's recent enough to jog a memory here. The 2016 Cleveland Indians.
I don't know. The Detroit Tigers.
No, they're both in the American League. They would not face off. I won't make fun of you like I made fun of Robert, though, because there's no reason to say a team like that.
The Washington Redskins.
The Washington football team.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah, be politically correct, please, on my podcast. All right, Robert, coming to you.
Okay, who beat the Cleveland Indians?
Who beat those savage Cleveland Indians in the year 2016, Robert Emoto?
The Giants? I don't know.
No, not the Giants. Spencer?
The Cubs.
Yeah, it was the Chicago Cubs. That broke their 108-year drought.
Spencer's killing right now.
Holler.
Yes. Spencer's picking up. Right now we have Josh at 11, Robert at 13, Spencer at 13. We got a tie for first place. All right. This one is coming to Josh, and I think that you'll have a little bit better luck with this one. The 2014 Denver Broncos, so the 2013 season.
The Seahawks.
Yes, that's correct. Josh picks up a point there.
Didn't they beat them by like 45?
Yeah, that was the game where it was over in like the first 2 minutes. The Broncos' first drive
ended. He like fumbled the fucking snap right away.
Yeah, well, it went over his head and straight through the back of the end zone. Yeah, yeah, and that game that game was one of the worst Super Bowls of all time.
I won $100 that night.
Nice, sweet brag. all right, Robert, coming to you. I threw this one in there because it's one of my favorite World Series of all time. But the 2011 Texas Rangers.
Oh. Shit.
Robert's not even thinking about correct answers. He's just trying to not make a dumb answer. he's like, just don't say the Houston Astros.
Just don't say the Heat.
2011?
Yes.
What was I doing in 2011?
You're doing cocaine with your stripper girlfriend. No, not the Tigers. Spencer?
Okay. Is this like the thing where it's actually the 2012? If that's the case, then it's the Giants.
No. That's only in football that rolls over like that.
I actually know this one because it's my cousin's.
Hold on. Spencer's not. Right. Spencer was just getting clarification there. Does Spencer have a guess?
That's a bullshit answer, but all right.
No, that was my answer.
Okay. Spencer's going with the Giants. No, not the Giants. Josh?
Fuck that, Spencer. You should have took another guess.
Fuck you, Josh.
St. Louis Cardinals.
It is the St. Louis Cardinals. Josh, for the fucking tie into first place.
Fuck yeah.
Gets his baseball one correct. We still have one more in that category. I want to hear the answer as to why you knew that, Josh.
It's my cousin's favorite team.
There you go. Yeah, that's one of my favorite World Series. In like game six, all the Rangers needed was one strike to win the World Series. And dude on the Cardinals hits a triple, next dude singles and scores him, and then they go into extra innings. The same dude who hit the triple to keep him alive hits a walk-off home run to send game seven. And then game seven, the Cardinals won it. So pretty cool. One of the most interesting World Series in recent memory. All right, Robert, throwing it to you here. The 2010, so 2009 season, Pittsburgh Steelers.
The Cardinals.
No, not the Cardinals. That's an absurd guess. I don't think the Cardinals have won a Super Bowl since. Actually, you know what? I take that back. That's not that bad of a guess. They actually won the Super Bowl the year before. That was.
Yeah, I just remember I was playing beer pong, and I do remember.
Or they made it to the. I don't know if they won. I think
they played Pittsburgh. They played each other.
Fucking. Santonio Holmes had that like tiptoe catch.
That's right. Yeah. That was that year.
One of my friends is a Pittsburgh Steelers fan. I always go into his house for Super Bowls.
Same here. And I remember when Larry Fitzgerald was running for a touchdown. My friend's mom was like, "What the fuck is a Cardinal, anyways?" She was going off. I was like, "What the fuck's a Steeler?" You have the wrong argument.
Yeah, you guys just have a bunch of factories, and you can come up with a more creative name.
Yeah.
All right, Spencer.
Green Bay Packers.
Damn it.
The Green Bay Packers. Spencer takes a one-point lead heading into our last game. The score right now is Josh at 13, Robert at 13, Spencer at 14. Relatively low scoring in terms of what we usually do here, but no big deal.
Thank you. Appreciate that. Shit?
Doesn't matter at all. All right. We're into our next game. The aforementioned I ain't said shit. I'm going to read you a quote from an athlete or broadcaster, and you tell me who said it. All right. This one we'll start with Josh. Without any context, that's my quarterback.
Terrell Owens.
1 point per each correct answer, by the way. All right, Robert, coming to you. When asked why he went to the University of Auburn, he went on a rant about how he went to a strip club. And the quote is, "Once I saw the big titties on birthday, I knew the school met my academic standards."
Charles Barkley?
That is Charles Barkley, the fucking goat of quotes. There's not a person who supplies better quotes.
Yeah, I was going to say, Barkley. Who else would say that?
Yeah, he was like Charles Barkley quotes last time.
Yeah, the last one was awesome. I mean, I love Charles Barkley. All right. Spencer, coming to you. Just an amazing statement. "I feel like I'm the best, but you're not going to get me to say that."
Odell?
Not Odell. You're on the right track, though. Josh, coming to you?
Jerry Rice.
Yeah, that's Jerry Rice. That's a fucking all-timer, dude. I think I'm the best, but you're not going to get me to say that is amazing. all right, Robert. Nobody in football should be called a genius. A genius is a guy like Norman Einstein. If you get this one, dude, that it's going to be crazy. It's a deep cut if you don't know the quote right away.
Yeah, I don't. Bill Belichick.
Not a bad guess. Not a bad guess. Spencer?
One of the Ryan brothers.
Oh, also not a bad guess in terms of, like, stupidity level.
Yeah.
But, no, it's not Rex or Rob.
Well, shit. I was going to guess Rex Ryan. Fuck. What's that one dude that coaches the Rams? Fisher? Greg Fisher?
Oh, Jeff Fisher?
Jeff Fisher, yeah.
The former coach. Yeah, no, not Jeff Fisher. It was a Hall of Fame quarterback, Joe Theismann.
Oh.
Yeah, nobody in football should be called a genius. A genius is a guy like Norman Einstein. All right, Josh. Or actually, it goes to Robert this time. Who said, "Rebound Bosch, back out to Allen, his three-pointer, bang!"
Damn it, I don't remember his name. Fuck, he's doing the playoffs right now. Shit. LeBron tweeted about him. get all these details around it. Oh, shit.
He always wears a red tie.
I know exactly what he looks like. I'm a
more like an FBI profiler.
An all-American white guy. I'll just pass so I don't take someone. Okay.
Pass to Bosch. To Ray Allen.
Pass to Ray Allen. All right, Spencer?
Kevin Farland.
No, not Kevin Farland. Josh?
Mike Breen.
Mike Breen, the GOAT.
You brought him up earlier.
Yeah.
Bang. Oh, yeah, bang.
All right. Robert, coming to you. "I never lost a game. I just ran out of time." This was in his autobiography. He wrote this. Dude, Josh is getting
a game and run out of time.
Josh is getting visibly giddy. Hey, you guys might know what you're doing.
Well, Spencer might know it. I can visibly tell Robert doesn't.
No. I don't know.
Wayne, take a guess.
I'm trying to think of who wrote it.
Not a bad guess in terms of stature. Spencer?
What was the quote again? Sorry.
"I've never lost a game. I just ran out of time."
Let's go with T.O. Oh, we already did that. Fuck, we already did T.O. Oh, well.
Yeah, no, not another T.O. But, I mean, that's not a bad guy. Last week I did use, like, 3 Charles Barkley quotes, so it's not above me to use the same guy twice.
Oh, okay.
All right, Josh.
Michael Jordan.
It is Michael fucking Jordan.
Fuck.
Josh is uncatchable at this point, but we – oh, actually, I take that back.
No.
There's a chance for a tie, but, I mean, if someone nails the next 3, that's going to be incredible. Okay.
All right.
All right, Robert. here we go. It took me 17 years to get 3,000 hits in baseball. I did it in one afternoon on the golf course. Spencer, don't look too excited, all right?
I'm trying to think of who plays golf. It's like,
Well, think baseball. Why would you think golf?
Because he's talking about golf. I'm trying to think of baseball players that play golf.
Okay.
I don't know. Cal Ripken?
Okay. No, not Cal Ripken.
Josh, Spencer? I be buckling down this stretch. That's why I'm never This is the second time I don't.
Well, Russell Westbrook.
Hey, you're really putting up Paul George.
Trying to kneel it. I'm trying to burn this clock. I need to start. That's what I'm gonna do next time. I'm gonna just start with random banter to just
take a knee with a tie game.
Spencer,
Barry Bonds.
Oh, painfully close. Josh,
Mark McGwire. I have no idea.
No. Spencer, Jesus, I almost want to give you a sympathy point. It's Hank Aaron.
Ah, goddamn.
Hank Aaron, the former home run king before Barry Bonds. All right, this will be fun. Robert, coming to you, talking about a player's wife. This is along the same lines of. Actually, you know what? I'm going to go to the last one first because I think this is a good one to end on. All right. I ain't gonna be no a scapegoat.
Damn it, that's gotta be someone.
Okay, I'm gonna spoil something for you. Josh is already the winner, so don't break your brain trying to think of this one.
Vlade Divac.
Oh, not a bad guess. Not a bad guess. Spencer.
That wasn't a serious thing. I was just
Marshawn Brooks.
Mm-mm. Josh?
My first thought was Swaggy P, but when you said that Vlade wasn't a bad guess, it makes me think it was Shaq.
Also not a bad guess. I said Vlade was a good guess because, like, I think it was in the context of, like, he wasn't the guy on the team, but I think he kind of was. It's actually Karl Malone. I think that he was making the argument, like, I'm not the only person out here, but it's Karl Malone. All right, the last one, when talking about a player's wife, he said, by the way, this one starts with Robert, and I'd hit her out of the park, no questions, with all due respect.
Tony Parker,
not a bad guess. Spencer?
Miami Heat. pass. I don't even know.
Josh?
You said it was a teammate's wife?
I said it was a player.
Oh.
Yeah, but he's talking about a teammate's wife?
No, he's talking about a player's wife, not a teammate.
Oh, was it Mark Jackson?
It was Mark Jackson speaking about LeBron's longtime wife.
Yeah.
In the
Savannah.
Middle of a fucking playoff game.
Yeah.
He said that he would fuck LeBron's wife on national
No disrespect.
No, with all due respect.
Did he just continue?
Man down, man down.
Dude, it's one of the funniest clips you can watch in sports because, like, LeBron is literally about to hit a transition three, and he's like, and man, Savannah's looking good these days. And then LeBron hits the three. And then, Jeff Van Gundy's like, oh, LeBron with an open three. And then Mark Jackson immediately goes back to, and I'd hit her out of the park. No question, with all due respect. One of the most absurd things an announcer has ever said.
And then the next game is when LeBron pulled his dick out on the finals on ABC.
Show
Mark Jackson what he was working with.
In the locker room, yeah. All right, guys. Been fun as always. Josh is our winner. I'm starting to sense a theme here. Thank you, everybody, for being on. We'll start in alphabetical order. Josh, what do you got to plug?
Hell yeah. At Jay Means on social media, at Josh-Means for Venmo.
There you go.
That's for you, buddy. I'm about to save up all your money and buy one another fucking jersey. Next week, I'm going to wear a Ron Artest one.
A playoff Rondo one.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm going to get one that says equality on the back. this is so much fun every time. Glad I can keep winning.
Yeah.
Thanks for having doing me. It.
Robert?
At Bobby Emoto on everything. Robert Dash Emoto on Venmo. And Random Thoughts Podcast on anything.
Sweet. And truly listen to Random Thoughts Podcast.
Oh, yeah. I was just on Spencer's podcast. I'm on Robert's coming up soon if he releases it. Who knows? I feel like it wasn't that good, so he probably won't.
not since you won. Oh, if you lost, yeah. Fuck that.
I feel like we just talked about tomorrow. Me. The only thing I asked him was if his grandma's dry cleaning shop had to close down to COVID.
You slipped that roast joke in at the end. You said,
yeah, man. Yeah, man. I meant to bring it up earlier. I meant to say after it on your Robert show.
Already, after Robert already plugged.
Yeah. Fuck his plug. Venmo me.
All right.
Robert, it'll be out next week. I think it'll be out next week. Or right, can, I have sure. I have a bunch banked. So
yeah,
it'll be
out soon. Check out their podcast. Thank
Robert, you.
You
want to plug a Venmo or anything? You want people to shoot some cash?
Robert Dash Emoto.
Cool. Pretty desperate of you to bring that up. But all right, Spencer. Got some plugs?
Yeah.
I didn't get any money last time. You just requested money from me on it.
I got Tangents. But my podcast, I just had Josh on. I had you on recently. Definitely, you know, Mr. Emoto, I'll get you on soon.
Yeah.
Funny people, holler. Yeah. I think my Venmo is Spencer.Zellens. Fucking, I don't know. Just give me money. And the Spencer Zellens, the Tangents Pod on Instagram.
You're going to clean those counters off, right? After the show? Or?
Hey, all right. Fuck you.
It was that bad when I did the podcast.
Fuck you.
All right, you can check me out on Instagram at Drew Apsher is dumb, on Twitter at Drew Apsher. Follow my other podcast, Fill My Heart Pod. Really working on getting some huge guests on that podcast right now. So things are looking coming up. Apsher.
Spencer.
Drew, right, turn guys, the light on before myself. You start.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's going into your campfire stories fucking show. Right? It's all of a sudden there's a flashlight in front of your face.
We're logging off. All right, guys. We'll see you in 2 weeks. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
It's just got so dark in your...